We're ready.
Ken, do you have pickleball on this one?
Are we good to go?
A genius idea.
Call the meeting to order. All right. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 2030 ACR Auto Center LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 3.08 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south, as on the northeast side of Zoll Road, which is Sussex County Rep 48, approximately 0.2 mile south of Sussex Pines Road, which is Sussex County Route 324. The 911 address is 22035 Zoll Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 23, Parcel 24.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, and I would note that we have received one written comment, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right. The chair recognizes Mr. Christianberry.
I'm Christian Berry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. The owner of ACR Auto Center LLC is Stephen Connolly. He is unable to attend because he's actually. But I'll briefly describe what his application is about. He owns auto collision repair about half a mile north of here at 413 North Bedford Street. And he's kind of outgrown his space. He's only got a half acre there. So he's got an additional facility. More body work, and this is get on there. If not, I can just kind of tell you where it is. It's south on Zoll Road, you pass Delmarva Christian High School, you go quarter mile, half mile past that, just as you're passing the new construction on the right, kind of at the end of that, there's a house, and then on the left, a couple hundred feet off the road, is a old commercial building that was used. Contractor's business under 598 that was approved 20 years ago. I do believe that conditional use would probably be deemed expired by you all because I believe the contractor left before Mr. Connolly. Between this operation that was the electrical contractor and the only basement of the property is a 6-foot high privacy fence that is in standing in a good repair. The applicant intends to maintain that. Ask for C3 instead of a conditional use. Across the road from the property, turn on the zoning layer. There are 45 acres of CR1 zoned land. Very much in keeping with the character of the area. Following indicated in your staff analysis, property is located in a developing area. Quote, portions of the developing area with good road access and few should allow for business and industrial parks. Heavy commercial C3 district is currently listed as an available zoning district within the developing area, future land use map category. And conclusion, my final quote from staff analysis is based on an analysis of the land use, surrounding zoning uses, a change of zone from AR1 district to a heavy commercial C3 district as being consistent with the land use based on size and scale with area zoning. 10 a.m. today, the only neighborhood comment is a letter for this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
No, this is the property when I was out there that has the nice 3-car, I think, garage. It's the one structure that's there. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I was on the right because there was a big tent out there when I was there a couple of nights ago.
The tent is being used by a church. Right there, there's a tent that is being used by a church, and he's actually allowing the church to use this building for now, but he does intend to expand his.
No, it's a nice.
Create a second location for his auto.
Building and it sits way back, so I think it's an appropriate location for that.
The privacy fence, it's funny, when you zoom in, the privacy fence was wind damaged when I first looked at the property with him. If you turn off the yellow line by just clicking outside of the property, you can see where the fence was actually
blown down by the wind. When you zoom in closer, you can see where he's fixed it. Zoom in even closer.
Yeah, I didn't see any problem with the fence there.
Right there, and you get a different photo when you get in close enough, and it shows the, is it when you zoom out? Separate photo.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with it. That looks like an appropriate location for what you're proposing. Thank you.
Okay. I don't believe I have any questions. Thank you.
Mr. Butler, any questions?
Nah, me and Mr. Benson were talking about that.
Okay. All right. White House, any questions?
None for me, thanks.
Okay, Counselor?
None, except, for, well, two things. One is, and I should have mentioned this before, Mr. White House, I don't know if you realized, just because it's an important part of these applications, they're actually printing, the staff's printing the staff memos for everybody for each of the applications. So you know, you don't have to dig through those in the docket during the hearings, and they're going to start doing that.
That's nice. Thank you.
For all the hearings. The other thing is, a letter in support is a little bit of a, that's a strong description of Mr. Smith's, I have no objection to CC 2030.
The letter of no objection.
Okay.
Not a letter of support.
A letter of
from Rodney
no objection.
Smith, no doubt.
On the public notice that was mailed to him. I don't object.
To be fair, that is a little more effort than just throwing it in the trash.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
Look,
thank you, Mr.
We did these so rarely. I'm going to celebrate even that. I don't see many.
And Mr. Smith is probably watching, so I hope he got a good chuckle out of that. But anyway.
He was notified because he owns property.
Yeah, no,
it's
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. That's all I had.
All right. All right. There are further questions. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2030 ACR Auto Center LLC? Or anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2030 ACR Auto Center LLC? Okay, does anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Oh, thank you.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see